USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Dan Cox, a Republican endorsed by President Trump, won Tuesday's Republican primary for Maryland governor. It's one of several GOP primaries across the country in which Democrats have put money on. The mentality is they would be easier GOP candidates to defeat. Dan Cox, as recorded by WJZ CBS 13.
People are tired of what's going on right now with the Biden administration. They're looking for leadership to make things happen for their families, and that's what our campaign is doing. That's what we're going to do the next few months here. We're going to make sure that we restore the power to the people.
Republicans have sided with Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that would boost legal protections for same-sex marriages. Firefighters in France, Portugal, Spain, and the U.K. continued to battle raging wildfires that have forced thousands to flee and caused several deaths. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The CDC has announced a new standard for the cruise ship industry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has got rid of a program that allowed the public to view COVID-19 levels on cruise ships that sail in the U.S. waters. The CDC announced it had determined, quote, the cruise industry has access to the necessary tools to prevent and mitigate COVID-19 on board, end quote. The move comes as BA5 Omicron subvariant spreads across the United States. The variant is now estimated to make up more than 78% of new cases, according to the CDC. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
As the United States inflation rate is recklessly out of control, we're not alone. The United Kingdom's annual rate of inflation rose to a new four-decade high as well, now sitting at 9.4% across the pond. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now that the push to defund the police and soft on crime DAs has had a chance to work its way into society, the criminal element of America has become emboldened. Record crime is being reported across America. One of the worst crime increase locations in America is New York City. New York City Councilman Republican Joe Borelli on Fox News slams the Democrats for letting this happen and to allow crime to flourish.
Look, I certainly had hope for Mayor Adams. Unfortunately, it is the mindset of the entire Democratic Party that is causing this. It starts with bail reform. It goes into sentencing leniency. It goes into early release programs. It goes into criminalization of police actions. It's from the ending of qualified immunity for police officers, lowering police headcount. All of these things have one similar thing in common. They are all part of declared Democratic Party platform items.
The San Diego Unified School District Board president is under fire for instructing students who won't wear masks to stay home from regular school. Without any science or evidence being presented, Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne is demanding indoor masking for all San Diego Unified School District schools in California or stay out.
They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI News. The American League won again, defeating the National League 3-2 in last night's Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.